The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Wednesday, the 17th of February. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Liverpool arrested their losing streak in decisive fashion last night. Second-half goals from Mo Salah and Sadio Mane gave Jurgen Klopp's side a 2-0 win away to RB Leipzig in the Champions League. The game was actually played in Budapest due to travel restrictions. The sides will meet again 3 weeks tonight at Anfield and Klopp is satisfied.
The boys played a really good game. We had a day less to prepare, which is, we spoke a lot about that. It's a tricky thing. But we did well, played a good game, deserved the win, I think, and forced them to make mistakes with a good formation, with a good attitude.
Elsewhere, a dazzling display from Kylian Mbappe means Paris Saint-Germain have got one foot in the quarterfinals. Mbappe scored a hat-trick as last year's finalists romped to a 4-1 win away to Barcelona. There are two more last 16 first legs down for a decision tonight. Porto entertain Juventus and Sevilla face Borussia Dortmund. Manchester City can open up a 10-point advantage at the top of the Premier League table tonight. Pep Guardiola's side are away to Everton from 8:15. Before that, Fulham have got the chance to move within 4 points of safety. They take on Burnley at Turf Moor from 6. In the Scottish Premiership, Celtic are at home to Aberdeen also from 6. The boys are 18 points behind Rangers in the table and manager Neil Lennon is uncertain as to what the future holds.
It's a new thing for me to, you know, go through a process like this. You know, I haven't experienced it before, so I can't tell you the answer to that, you know, if there's going to be definitive answers that the supporters want or not. At the minute, I'm just carrying on from day to day, game to game.
In the Championship this evening, leaders Norwich go to Coventry City. Brentford, who lie second, make the trip to QPR. Women's world number one Ashleigh Barty is out of the Australian Open, defeated at the quarterfinal stage. She was beaten in 3 sets in Melbourne by Karolina Mukova. Mukova will now face the American Jennifer Brady. The GAA recorded losses of €34 million in 2020 as the COVID-19 pandemic impacted on the organisation substantially. Centre revenues dropped from €73.9 million in 2019 to €31.4 million last year. The association's commercial director, Peter McKenna, has name-checked Amazon as a player in the market now for media rights to show games under the next agreement. The current broadcast deals expire at the end of this year, and McKenna says there are many interested parties.
The importance of sport in a national broadcast sense is far more important now when you just see what other content is available and where it's available. So, you know, I think we have a very good product for a media rights negotiation. And I think there's a lot of, you know, players in the market now and new ones coming into it. So I'd be very confident about a fairly healthy, discussion with, you know, the existing partners. But there's some newcomers coming into that frame too. Like Amazon, for example.
Rory McIlroy has been elected as the first non-American to serve as chairman of the PGA Tour's Player Advisory Council. The former world golf number one beat Kevin Streelman and Scotland's Russell Knox to the job. McIlroy, who will succeed Jordan Spieth next year, previously said he was standing for the role as his experience could help improve the sport. There's an 8-race card at Dundalk this afternoon, the first off there at 2:20. Now coming up on OTB AM with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're speaking exclusively to the Republic of Ireland international James McLean. We'll also talk to Niall Quinn, Dr. Brendan Egan and Caoimhe O'Neill. Then tonight we'll chat to Patrick Harrington and Niamh Briggs and Rory O'Connor will join us for Wednesday night rugby. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.